To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Because thou hast left thy first love, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to thee quietly,
and will remove the candlestick out of its place,
except thou repent.
But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deed of the Nicolaitans,
which I hate. To him that overcometh, why give heed to the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
To the angel of the church of Smyrna write,
these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty,
but thou art rich,
and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews,
and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church.
He that hath an ear, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
What the Spirit saith unto the churches. To the angel of the church of Pergamos write,
these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth.
But I have a few things against thee,
because thou hast them there that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication.
So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate.
Repent, or else I will come to thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
That overcometh like him to eat of the hidden manna,
and will give him a white stone,
and a stone, a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receiveth it.
To the angel of the church of Thyatira write,
these things saith the Son of God,
who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire,
and his feet are like fine brass.
I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works,
and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee,
because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel,
which calleth off a prophetess,
to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication,
to eat things sacrificed unto idols.
And I gave her space to repent of her fornication,
and she repented not.
Behold, I will cast her into a bed,
and then they commit adultery with her into great tribulation,
except they repent of their deeds.
And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know
that I am he who is such with reins and hearts, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say,
and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine,
which have not known the depths of Satan,
as they speak, I will put upon you none of the burden but that which ye have.
Already hold fast till I come.
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
And the vessel of the potter shall they be broken in shivers,
even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star.
To the angel of the church of Sardis write,
these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God
and the seven stars.
I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest
and art
dead.
Be watchful and strengthen
the things which remain,
the things which remain,
that are ready to die,
ready to die.
For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Remember therefore how thou hast received,
and hold fast and repent.
Therefore thou shalt not
watch.
I will come on thee as a thief,
and thou shalt not know at which hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Cometh the same to be clothed in white raiment, and I will judge blot out his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write,
these things saith he that is holy, he that is true,
He that hath the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know thy works, behold, I've set before thee an open door,
and no man can shut it.
For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan,
which say they are Jews,
and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come,
and worship before thy feet.
I know that I have loved thee,
because thou hast kept
the word of my patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation,
which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
Behold, I come quickly. Which thou
hold
hast,
that fast, which thou
that
hast,
no man take
that
thy
no
crown.
Man take thy crown.
Little one cometh, I make a pillar in the temple of my God. As he shall go Jehovah round, but I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven, oh my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Of the church of the Laodiceans write,
these things saith
the Amen,
the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot.
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot,
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and am need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich,
and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of thy nakedness doth not appear. And anoint thine eyes with thy salve, that thou mayest see.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in him and will sup with him, and he with me.
Overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.